Where do biofilms tend to grow? This bacterial biofilm growth occurs in numerous places in the body, but tends to find itself in the largest number, causing the most detriment, in the gut as well as the bloodstream. Remember, biofilms form where there's a flowing liquid next to a smooth solid surface, such as the circulatory system, with the blood, liquid, and walls of the blood vessels, smooth and solid, and the GI system, with the mucous water, liquid, and the GI tract, smooth and solid. Biofilms are found in the brain and nervous tissue as well. As biofilm growth builds, the blood begins to agitate and becomes more viscous, thicker. Honey is more viscous than water, making transport difficult. It comes as no surprise that increases in biofilm production lead to an increase in clotting factors, fibrinogen, platelets, etc., thus leading to symptoms such as high blood pressure, constipation, chronic migraines, overall increases in electrical activity in the brain, and much more. When blood transport is disrupted, everything is disrupted. Tissues, including the brain, can't get the proper nutrient delivery or expunge their waste, which leads to a bevy of health issues. This is the reason why blood transport is so crucial in treating any disorder, especially chronic disease, and Lyme is no exception. Simply said, let's summarize. A biofilm provides a platform where Lyme and other infectious diseases have a safe haven to hang out, gather nutrients, and communicate in their cozy forts in your body. Biofilms are pretty crazy, huh? They are super intricate, having evolved and mastered their techniques for billions of years. But wait, there's more.